Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon. This is my type of weather here in the Big Apple. It is 12 noon. We'll be here until 1:30. We have a wonderful show lined up for you today. We have a nice guest. I think you guys will really enjoy some of her attributes and the things that she's bringing to the table. We also will have a conversation about Urban World Film Festival, which is in town this weekend. Amazing, amazing panels, amazing, amazing films, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the ones I was privy enough to see over the last couple of days, and we'll let you know where you can go and check those out, too. So, as you know, it's tea time. Go ahead and get your tea together, whatever it is you choose to drink. Get your Scooby snacks together because we're going to be hanging out for the next hour and a half. Feel free to give us a call anytime during the show, 646-478-5123, with any questions, suggestions, or if you just want to say, hey, we're here for you. C-Truth will be coming right up with his international greeting. And in the meantime, we're going to start the show off with Aya, Be All Right. We'll be right back.
I'm happy when I'm sad, I got a problem. Is everyone has had in my name pretty? It's really pretty bad and you can't help me. But this one is mine to have, see I'm not gonna say it. I'm happy when I'm not, usually I complain. Today I keep my mouth shut, I gotta learn. Really practice what I preach, and this I'm aware of. Though it's hard to show I'm weak, well here I'm standing on my own two feet, and you gotta help me. Please do the same as me.
Be all
please let the world know it's not a game. Last longer than a wedding ring. Generation tattoo with the love we bring. From the seeds we sow to the time it takes to grow. Long enough to show you I won't let go of you.
Oh,
try to repaint it. If you want picture perfect, well, we ain't it, because we painted our own porch with a me and you that can never be tainted. Because real love embodies all colors of the spectrum. Mix a few greens with your reds and your blues, create some new views, then you rehang it. Start over, even though your friends gon' doubt you, and all them other niggas trying to scout you. It gets so tiring, but I'd be lying if I said that I'd be better off without you. And when I think of walking out you, smiling the way they make me feel like I'd be lost without you. Me and you are the only threat to us, till death do us, I'm standing next to you.
Thank you. What are you telling me? I need to see. Without any outside clarification, baby. That's why I really wanna do what you want me to do. I just can't be all easy.
I need to know
just satisfying and pleasing.
I want that answer. Oh, baby, I wanna reveal every day I come. Satisfying the noise of mine. Never know what we might find.
You might do it.
And we're back. That was a nice little music run so that everybody could get their Scooby snacks together and get their tea together because, you know, we are back in tea weather. It's a little brisk out this morning, this week, yesterday especially. A little chilly. It turned on us. What day was that, Thursday afternoon after the rain?
Exactly.
It was like blizzard weather. No, I'm exaggerating. But it was a little chilly, and a lot of people got caught out there with them flip-flops on. Not only was it raining, but it was really cold. So, you know, of course, during your commute, you saw a bunch of people with hoodies on that didn't match anything that they had on underneath because they just picked something up and wanted to stay cool. It's all good. I mean, stay warm, but it's all good. So for those of you who didn't catch that first song was the new Guapale song, Play. Yeah, all over the Internet. People seem to really like the song. I tweeted about it. So, y'all, in case you're not following me on Twitter, it's She Notes, Twitter at She Notes. And C's email, Twitter, is Thermal Sound Waves.
Without the E and the S.
Thermal Sound Waves without the E and the S.
It's like a wave file.
Right.
Thermal Sound Wave, WAV.
Right.
Just like the wave file.
So you can catch that stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, before we go any further, I got to greet everyone all across the globe and in the universe by saying good morning, good afternoon, good night, buenas noches, buenos dias, konnichiwa, salam, namaste, assalamu alaikum, malafia, parev, good day, sak passe, ne ho ma, bonjour, bonsoir, bon dia, what up, son, what up, yo. Yes, indeed. Happy that you are all checking us out. You are tuned in right now to Indie Review here on Blog Talk. We want to hear from you. Join us in the chat room. Or call us up at 646-478-5123. Email us indiereviewcd@gmail.com. And, of course, you know, we have a good show lined up for you, as we always do. And we're waiting on our guests that should be joining us shortly as we get some beeps from the horns outside the studio. Because, you know, everybody listens in, even if they're in their cars or whatever. You know, so... Oh, there was a parade today? Oh, okay. All right. Definitely. Absolutely. And we're going to let you know what's going on. There's a big show going out and going on in Philly, actually right now. It just kicked off. So we're going to let you know who the lineup is for that and where exactly in Philly it is. And some people that are performing are people that's been on this program. So we're going to fill you in on all of that and more. So y'all stay tuned. Indie Review here on Blog Talk. Of course, once again, the number... Give us a call. It is 646-478-5123. 646-478-5123. End review here on Blog Talk. And let's do some mint condition.
Nice.
Can't get away for all the people out in Minnesota or for everybody who's somewhere where they just can't tear away from whatever it is that they're doing or whoever it is that do it.
You
this one goes out to all y'all.
Thank you.
Wondering if Mint Condition still consists of all of its original members. If anyone knows the answer to that, give us a shout out. I'm thinking they are, but I'm not sure. Anyway, so like I mentioned at the top of the show, it is Urban World Film Festival weekend. Well, actually, it's been all week, but the screenings are at the AMC Theater on 34th Street, and I had the pleasure last night to go and see a couple of screenings. I saw the Sonny Sanchez movie. That one is, well, hold on, I'm going to tell you in just a second. The name of that movie, did I tweet about that? Let me see. It's a movie based on her last book of poetry. And it's a full feature film, so you get to really get a gist for who she is and her story. And she's a tiny, tiny person with a huge, huge spirit. Just big. Just her spirit is amazing. We did a Q&A. I'll let you know the name of that in a second. And then we also did, I saw 50 in Mario Van Peebles' movie called All Things Fall Apart. Now, I went in there with the screw face on because I was like, okay, I'm going to go in this movie and pass some time and wait for the other movie to start that I wanted to see, which is make a movie like Spike Lee, which started at 9 o'clock. Well, I went into this screening, and when I tell you, from the very beginning, it's not what you expect. It is an actual, it has nothing to do with hip-hop. It has nothing to do with 50 Cent himself. He's actually portraying the role of a character, and it is simply amazing and beautiful how him and Mario put the story together. And it was, of course, it was a packed house. Lynn Whitfield played his mother in the movie. So, and of course, Mario was there, and Lynn was there, so they had a nice little Q&A afterwards. What was even more interesting were some of the questions that came from the audience after the film, and someone said something that I thought was really profound was, at there's a part in the movie where this character that 50 plays is kind of at his wit's end and not knowing, you know, how he's going to make this money or whatever, and he never resorted to drugs or robbery. So I was like, you know, when the person said that, it was a younger person, the first thought was like, what do you mean? But then the second thought was, wait a minute, he's right. Like, you know, because a lot of times when we're portrayed in films, that's what we see. So it was really refreshing to see that when someone's back is against the wall, there are still legal means to make some moolah. So we certainly appreciated that. And then on Wednesday, I went to, at HBO, they had a couple of panels. The one that I attended was the Digital Revolution Game On. And the panelists were Jamil Walker-Smith, from Little Plow Films, and Adam Dubois from HBO, Darren Strauss, who is the creative director of DigitalTV.com, Victoria Mahoney, who's a writer, director, producer, and Brian Rowling, who partners with Al Thompson for Valdean Entertainment. And we were able to, again, see some shorts and some trailers for things I had no idea existed. Valdean is doing a web series that's currently playing on YouTube called Linux Ave. So for all of you Harlemites or people that are just fans of the Renaissance or anything having to do with Harlem, you definitely want to go check out ValdeanEntertainment.com or Google Linux Avenue web series. It's very, very interesting, but it's a modern-day take on the things that are happening, you know, uptown with the young and influential and not so influential and not so young folks uptown. So just, I mean, you know, I was very inspired by just the creativity and the energy that's in the room. People really, I really felt, you know, people wanting to connect with one another and share information, share knowledge, and to support one another. So I thought that was really cool. So the screenings are continuing today. If anyone that's interested, you can go to urbanworld.org and get all of the information for the films that are showing, where they're showing, the times that they're showing. And then there's a couple of after parties that are going on around the city. I probably missed most of those. But, yeah, it's really a great synergy. And if you don't have anything to do, it's tonight I think is the closing night at AMC. So there should be some really snazzy things going on. But, yeah, definitely check it out. And BET was the sponsor this year. They may have been a sponsor last year, too. I don't know. But so, of course, at all the movies you saw, the little BET snippets and everything that was going on. So, but, yeah, you guys, go check that out. Sonia Sanchez's movie is called Shake Loose Memories. So, and if you are a Sonia Sanchez fan, you will be stock full of her by the time the end of this documentary, by the time it goes to close, because it's all about her. But lots of information there, lots of information. Anything else you want to add to the film festival stuff? I'm really surprised that you haven't been in the mix because that's your thing.
That's usually my whole repertoire right there. But unfortunately, I missed a whole lot of the fests. Actually, I missed all of it. Not a whole lot. I missed all of it, unfortunately. But, you know, can't make them all, can't do them all the time. I wish I could have. But, you know, I'm sure many people enjoyed what was being played and getting that sneak preview and those early screenings of some great films. Because at film festivals, one of the things that you always get to see are films that you normally don't, you know, because every film doesn't get that wide audience and get released, you know, nationally into, you know, all the theaters. So sometimes you may miss some great work that's out there that really needs to be seen. So it's important that we do support, you know, all of these different film festivals that go on, you know, because it's a great place to see some good films and some good work. So definitely stay tuned for that. And we're going to do some more tunes as we await our guests. Hopefully, you know, nothing happened or there was no shakedown with them. But, you know, we'll see. We'll find out.
It happens. It don't matter.
We continue on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let you know what's going on with the Rhythm and Blues Fest that's happening in downtown Philly right now on 40th Street and Market. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you know who the lineup is, what's going on with that, and starting with who's performing at 1:30. So stay tuned for all of that. It's in review here on Blog Talk. Call us up, 646-478-5123, 646-478-5123. And we're going to do some Yatara right now. Love, come save the day. In review here on Blog Talk.
Oh,
today, well, as promised, we have our wonderful guest that'll be joining us. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So, I'm going to make an attempt to pronounce your name.
Okay. It's pretty phonetic.
I like your nickname, Mumu.
Uh-huh. Mumu Fresh.
That is the cutest. Can you pronounce your first name for us?
Yes, Maya Muna.
Maya Muna.
Like Mai and then
Maya Muna.
Maya Muna. So it's three syllables.
Maya Muna.
You got to flip that M-A-I. Maya Muna.
You got to flip it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maya Muna. So how many people butcher that when they speak to you on a regular?
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
It's a beautiful name, though.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Well, we want to thank you for joining us today. You have, a nice little fan base out there. When people found out that you were coming on the show, we got some hits, and I'm sure they're tuned in right now. So,
oh, awesome.
Why don't you share that? Yeah. And we have on the blog, www.indiereviewforyou.blogspot.com, a video of your clip from Underground, from Village Underground.
Okay.
Which is really hot, yeah. So, there's some folks that weren't able to tune into the show, but they're like, yo, I want to get at her. We want her on the show. We want some music. So, we'll be connecting about that stuff after the show. You're just a superstar.
Thank you.
You just, and not only that, you're a Grammy nominated superstar.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't you love it when that happens? Tell us a little bit about how you got into, a little bit about how you were introduced to music and the things that you've had going on lately.
I've been doing music. Let me see, I've been doing music. I was raised in a very musical family, so music was just a part of everyday life. It was a part of, in particular, telling our history. African history, Native American history. Music was a tool that we used to do those things. I travel with my family from five on, and until I was a teenager, in a family theater company where we did tell the story of the African diaspora and the connection of Native American indigenous people in Americas and how African and Native people linked together. And formed a union. So music has always been a part of my life, on a spiritual level, a social level, educational level. I got into the music business, which is very different, at about 17. I had started a band called Sirius B at that time, and we got an arts development deal with Sony. And that kind of started that leg of my journey, which is around the time where I met the Roots, and I started recording with them and eventually went on tour with them.
Okay. It seems how music has been a part of your spiritual growth. When you transition into the business piece, ever find yourself having to question the integrity of what you're being asked to do?
Oh, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And I'm very big on integrity. I'm going to say a personal integrity, what things feel right to my spirit. It's hard for me to promote anything that I myself would not engage in just for my own personal, whatever. It comes into play almost every day with certain decisions, financial decisions that I would like to make. I always have to ask myself what will be the repercussions of this on a personal level, on a social level, on a community level. I have become a person in my community that I feel like people come to for, they come to know that I'm pretty much going to do what I'm saying I'm going to do,
Right.
And I'm also a parent, so like all those things become important to me as I'm teaching someone else what things that I think are righteous, then I have to do those same things.
And it's interesting that, you know, some people would argue that there's not a lot of that in today's business, music business landscape, you know. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about being independent. You get to choose.
Like,
this is your journey. This is your music. This is your interpretation. You absolutely get a say and have complete creative control over what it is you decide to share with the world.
Right. I think this is a great time for independent music, for art in general. I think that there is starting to be a rebirth of art. People are reassessing the reasons why they're doing their art. We are trying new things. We are blending so many different genres together that previously the record label said you can't blend because then we won't know where to place you in Tower Records. You know, we won't know which shelves to place you on. But as music is, the gaps are closing up between genres, you know, in particular because there are really no more record stores. People are are starting to explore more music online and finding, hey, you know, I think I like this. And not just going by a label and saying, well, I'm this race, so that means that I only listen to this type of music, you know, with these influences or, you know. So I think that's a very positive thing.
And I think the artists that have mastered the art of really connecting with their listeners and with their audience, they win. It's so important because, again, there aren't a lot of record stores available. So people are connecting to you on your, you know, in your social media pages or on your website.
Right.
What are some of the things that you do to stay engaged with your audience?
Well, I would say one thing in particular, like what I'm doing right now, the Listening Party Tour. We decided that we were going to go to 8 different cities and connect with the grassroots organizations in those particular cities, reach out to the people there via Facebook, Twitter, via phone calls, via friends that we know, telling other friends. And a lot of times what I've been doing is I'll speak to the audience first about what we're doing with the project, the reason why we made certain choices. I'll talk to them about, I'll talk about each track or, you know, if it's necessary for the particular venue. But I'll talk about tracks, allow people to ask me questions about the reason I wrote certain songs, my process in recording and performing, and then we'll perform some pieces for them. So, and I have been noticing that the response from people is that they truly appreciate the human connection, you know, and it's been inspiring, I've noticed, for people to say, wow, you guys are making this connection with the community. You didn't wait for a label to say, here is $100,000 for a promo tour. You're getting in your car and you're driving to all these different cities and connecting with the people and their community-based organizations in the cities that they're in, you know. So, yeah, that's kind of how we've been doing it. And, you know, the record is not even released yet. It'll be available on Tuesday. And I'm sure we'll be doing more of that. We'll be adding on cities to go to and connect with the various organizations there. So we're excited about that.
You know, we often talk about that on the show with our listeners and our guests about that connection that you have to keep and maintain with your audience. So, and what you're doing is the same thing that, you know, artists did initially, like the same thing.
Right.
The Fugees did. They could hop to the van and went across state lines, and it's not about how many people are in the room. It's about how many people you connect with, because those are the people that feel like they know you. Like, I know her. I'm going to buy her record.
Right.
It's really about them.
And a lot of times the questions that people ask, you know, they're able to get those questions answered firsthand, you know?
Yeah.
Not through anyone else's interpretation, but they're able to ask you those questions about what made you write this line right here, and you can talk to them about it. I think it is really kind of dope to see music go full circle because, like you said, it really is going back to that. Even like the Motown Review, that's the way that they did it, you know. They went to those started out small
They called it the Chitlin Circuit back then.
Right. Circuit.
I can Tina Turner. I can mm-hmm. Tina. My mother used to talk about how they would come to. My parents are from a very small town in Louisiana, and mm-hmm. they had little juke joints, and they would travel all across the country and hit up these little juke joints.
Right.
Like, that's what yep. people used to do. And look at, I mean, it didn't take long before they were household names.
Mm-hmm.
It's very intricate. It's personal. It's authentic.
Right.
And that sells records.
And it's also bringing it back to the element of performance, because there was a long
yeah.
time period, yeah, where artists felt like they didn't have to learn the art, the craft of performance, which is very different from
yeah.
the craft of recording, or even is even separate from your actual talent or ability, whatever your vocal or musician ability is. The craft of performance is very, very different. So I think it's cool that now you have to go back to being able to perform. And it is a sacred art. I love performing. You know, I think that's probably one of my strongest attributes is being on the stage and connecting with my musicians as well as the audience. It is a liberating experience for all of us. It is a meditative. I mean, it's like church, even though, you know, we're not, obviously, I don't perform necessarily gospel music, but it is absolutely a lifting up of the spirit that happens every time. So, you know, I'm appreciative of having the space to do it, the intimate space, and of also being able to turn whatever space we're in into that space and having the audience be open to accepting that and to being transformed by the power of music, you know. So we all act as vessels in that moment to bring forth that energy.
Absolutely, definitely. I mean, that's the science of music in general. It doesn't have to be gospel. Music is an energy, and it's something that
right.
we've used as a people in order to communicate and get us to one point to the other.
Absolutely.
When we couldn't necessarily speak a particular language, we use music
mm-hmm.
in order to, you know, get us to another state, if not
yeah.
another place. So you definitely hit it on point with that. We're going to get to one of your songs right now, Free as a Bird, and then we're going to come back, and I want to ask you about slow your roll when I got a man, Rachel. Slow down. We're going to do Free as a Bird first, and we get to I got a man. All right, we don't want to... Stop trying to put your personal business out here, all right? But anyway, when we come back, after we do Free as a Bird, I want to ask you about some different things in your performance that you've had to overcome and different ways that you've dealt with that, since you are a great performer. Call us up. It's Indie Review here on Blog Talk, 646-478-5123. That is the number. And we'll be back with some more right now. Some music from Moomoo, Fresh, Free as a Bird.
Oh, open. High off the vapor like that love boat smoking, rolling wherever the wind blows.
Friends.
Absolutely.
Are you back?
Right.
So she and I were talking, and while he was playing your song on his show, someone responded to your music by saying, "That's just good R&B."
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Beautiful thing. And we, and you know, not too many people. Well, only one other person that we know of can actually sing and rhyme at the same time and do it well. That's Lauryn Hill.
Right.
I haven't heard anyone else that could do that besides her.
Unless
well, now you. Because a lot of folks try, but it's a little disastrous.
Right.
It doesn't really come off, you know what I mean?
Right.
When you first started doing that, did you feel any sort of inhibition about it because it's not done often, or did you feel like that
no.
was just part of your
See, I've been MCing since I was a kid. It's kind of like, you know, my older brother, he's an amazing, amazing lyricist. And as a kid, I listened to a lot of hip-hop growing up, even my dad. My dad was a big hip-hop head, you know, a lot of Public Enemy, Wu-Tang Clan, even N.W.A., Ice Cube, Tribe Called Quest. So I was a definite hip-hop head by the time I was 10. Like, I would save up my money from, like, performances we would do with a theater company to make sure I could buy my own records. You know, Illadelph Half-Life, which was one of my favorites, still is. I mean, that's my favorite Roots album. You know, I can remember the day I bought the tape Resurrection and the Black Star album. So that was kind of just, you know, part of what was natural for me already. And then my brother, like, you know, he made me freestyle. I had to battle him all the time for anything, any reason he would come up with where I couldn't have something unless I battled him. And he was about 7 years older than me. So it was like, you know, you kind of got to listen to what your brother says when he's that much older than you. So,
now, what were some of the things that you had to battle for?
Like, well, the main thing was the right to sit on the front steps. You couldn't sit on the front steps being a girl without being able to battle. I had to battle him and embarrass him pretty much enough. I had to say, that's what we did.
Him.
You know, he would, right, I had to talk about his teeth and his hairline. And, you know, we go, and he would say all types of terrible things about me. It was the original battle, that one that just made you want to just cry and just go home and pray to God and, you know. And he was so great at it. So, I mean, it was plenty of days where, you know, I was defeated miserably. I had to just go back in the house. I just could not stand the steps until I had to practice what things was I going to say about him and how was I going to say it to make all – and his friends were the judges, you know. And that's the main reason I wanted to stay on the steps because, you know, all his friends were there. You know, you have your older brother's cute friends. So if his older brother's friends said, ooh, you know, that means I had him. I got him, you know. So if I got more oohs than he got, then I could sit on the front step. So, and after a while, he started to respect me, you know. And then he wouldn't play me out so bad, then, you know, I could sit on the front steps. And, but then he found other things on the base. He found other things that, you know, I had to battle for. So,
oh, absolutely. You know. And that made you who you are today. And you got the whole world now. You're getting everybody saying ooh nowadays, not just your brothers and your friends.
Right. Thank you. But yeah,
go ahead.
I was saying it's not. I was hearing what she was saying about sometimes people do it and it sounds a little bit too deliberate. So like it is a very kind of natural thing for me. Like sometimes there are certain things that I can say through singing, and there are other concepts that the best way to to express it is to rhyme it. It is a very part of me that absolutely loves hip hop. You know, I think there was a time where I got very disillusioned with hip hop, and even after my son was born, and for a while I was like, I didn't want to rhyme anymore. And mainly because a lot of the stuff, music that was coming out, I was like, that's music I can't even play in front of my son. Whereas when I was a kid, there was so much hip hop that parents and children could share in together. You know, both of us, we could all listen to Tribe Called Quest together and all nod our heads, all be popping in the car together. So,
right.
You know, that is one of the things that I aim to do. And I, you know, I get very excited when my friends say, yeah, you know, their children like Free as a Bird, you know, or, yeah, they know the lyrics in this song. They always have another song called Monsanto. It's a song about genetically modified organisms. So my friend's 2-year-old is like rapping the lyrics to it. I'm like, wow. So, you know.
So important. Call us up 646-478-5123. We are talking to Maya Muna right about now. And I hear the accent there. What part of Baltimore are you from? Part of BMO.
Well, I was born in West Baltimore, but I have lived so many places. I don't know. Do I have a Baltimore accent to you?
What was that?
I said, do I have a Baltimore accent to you?
A little bit, a little something. It comes and goes. It is now.
I've lived in, like I said, you know, I was born in Baltimore, but I lived in D.C. for a while, then I moved to Virginia, North Carolina, Philadelphia. You know, I went to college for a little bit in New York. So I'm all mixed up. I'm just a Northeast baby.
There you go. There you go. You from the world.
From the world. Well,
that's what it is.
So listen, I don't know if you had a chance to listen at the top of the show, but at the beginning of every show, C-Truth sends a greeting to all of our listeners all around the world, right?
Can we do it again? Mm-hmm.
If he misses something, can you give us a greeting that maybe he doesn't have? Just a, you know, hello, bonjour.
Does he have Jalito?
Jalito.
Jalito.
What's that? What's that one?
It's Choctaw. So you can add that one in there. Jalito.
Choctaw. Jalito.
Like Carlito.
Jalito.
Jalito.
Yeah. Uh huh. So the Choctaw say. You got another good one is Ashtahe. It's Muscogee from the Muscogee tribes, and it means I am you being me. So it's a greeting of oneness. Ashtahe. Mm-hmm.
Ashtahe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got two more.
So, okay.
Let me run down the usual greetings that I do, and I'm gonna add in the two that you just gave me.
You're ready.
So usually I start out by saying, good morning, good afternoon, good night, buenas noches, buenos días, konnichiwa, salam, namaste, assalamu alaikum, alafia, parev, good day, takbase, neho ma, bonjour, bonsoir, what up, son, bon dia, what up, doh, alito, ashkahe.
Ah, there you go.
I love it.
We
got some greetings. Yeah. See, we think about everybody.
Wonderful.
We don't miss anybody.
That's
hello?
Awesome.
Thank you for our two new greetings. We appreciate that. So can we talk about the man song now?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I just want to know. So the name of the song is I Got a Man.
Uh-huh.
Right? So was that from a personal experience, or were you just, you know, giving all of us hope?
Okay, well, that song was actually, when I wrote the song, I was writing it for another artist. Jazzy Jeff and I were writing for another artist.
Okay.
For her project. And I think the main thing is, you know, I listened to some of the songs that she'd already recorded for a project. And I felt like I wanted to write something for her that vocally was very, had a certain amount of vulnerability in it. And also, conceptually, was kind of honest, almost embarrassingly honest. And I mean, I have experienced, you know, that situation, probably not to that degree, but I know enough about having that feeling to be able to write about it. But it wasn't, I can't say it was personal per se, like, you know, in a sequence of events. It wasn't that.
Right.
But I wanted she ended up not using the song, so he and I talked about it. I said, well, you know, let's put it out. But I definitely wanted to be something that kind of like almost embarrassing honesty. Like, I don't know, I like those kind of songs. And
yeah.
You know, I have more and more in the bag that will be released for the next project.
Right.
Because I feel like, you know, one of my frustrations, because I've worked as a writer for other artists and for, publishing companies. And one of the things that always frustrated me is that, especially with black music, we have, like, I don't know, maybe 5 topics that we're allowed to talk about. And it's ridiculous. It's like, you know, the amount of things that we experience, the emotions that we feel, the situations that we get into, why can we only talk about these couple of topics, you know? Because a lot of times I listen to songs on the radio and I'm like, I can't relate. Nah, I wouldn't do that. That's retarded.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And it's
yeah,
big.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm like, I wanted to write about things that I felt, conversations I've had with my girlfriends on the low, you know, that we kind of like, oh my God, girl, look, you know, you laugh about me, you don't tell nobody else, though. Like, you know, but it's just that simple honesty, and I can't tell you how many women I've had come up to me like, girl, if you only knew.
I know. That's where that ability to have your own creative control comes in, you know, because the machine wants it to look and feel and sound a certain way, which has nothing to do with us usually.
It's so dishonest. I mean, that's why you'll have so many artists, and you'll think that they are a certain type of person because of their music, and then you'll meet this person and you'll build with them, and they're like so intelligent. And you'll be like, wow, so why are you making that type of music? And it's like, well, that's what the machine is. That's what the beast
is. That's what
they're
paying me for.
Right, exactly. But I mean, as an artist and also as a fan of art, it's disappointing. You know, I've been in that situation of meeting some of my favorite artists and being like, huh? You know, and being kind of disappointed. But I understand that it's the game that we all must play inside of the belly of the beast. No, but, you know, inside of that entity, it is all of us. We're all guilty of it. We're all subject to it as long as we function in those realms. Which is why, you know, I pride myself in being in functioning inside and outside of it. And, you know, just having courage and praying, and prayer, you know, to be able to walk that fine line.
It's welcome. It's needed. It's authentic. It's something that our children need to hear because there really is a lack of balance in the music and the messages and the imaging that we see every single day, that we're getting hit over the head with every single day. So that's why I'm really, really happy that the indie world is so broad and expanding. And it's not just expanding with, you know, music that's not relevant. It's expanding with messages and information that's needed and relevant. And I think that's one of the things I love about the show, is that we get to have people like yourself on here talking about just that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you, as a writer, you know, for people that are listening that want to write, you know, they can sing, but they also want to break into that writing for other musicians or artists, what advice would you give them? What are some of the first steps that they can try, you know, what are the couple of things that they can do to get into the business?
Man, it's so much about relationships.
Yeah.
I would just say it's
network.
The network. You have to network.
Yeah.
And network and prayer. It's so many times I can't tell you why certain opportunities happened for me, except that I was at the right place at the right time with the right energy. You know?
Right.
And being very optimistic about things. Because, I don't know, I mean, when you feel like someone won't notice you, or you feel like, I won't get this opportunity because I don't have this experience, or I'm not this person, or I'm not... When you feel like that, then that's the outcome that you get. But when you feel like, no, you should know me. You're going to love my song, you know? I feel like those things come to you. But it's definitely about relationships and taking care of your relationships, you know? I mean, like... I still have good relationships with everyone that I've ever worked with. So I think those that's just very important. Yeah, and then just perfecting your craft as much as possible, creating a style, a signature style for yourself that's different. That's also palatable, because when you write for other people, you know, there is a certain structure that you have to adhere to, but you can also create your own style within that. I mean, look at R. Kelly. R. Kelly has a style that we all know when R. Kelly writes a song with someone else. That's R. Kelly's song, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, that sounds like just life advice in general. I have a thing that says, you know, pretty much music is a mirror of life anyway. So what
right.
you do there is what's going on in the world and what's going on in life anyway. So, you know,
right.
what you just gave as advice is life advice as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
One last question. What does your son think of all this? When he sees mommy performing and doing music and listening to your records and stuff like that. Well, what is his whole take on everything?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I know he enjoys coming to the shows. He always asks me, can I come to the show tonight? You know, if there's a nightclub or something, obviously he can't go. When he was a baby, I used to bring him. He's 5 now. But when he was 6 weeks old, we did Radio City Music Hall. And, you know, he was backstage with, you know, Dave Chappelle and Erykah Badu, everyone passing him around. He's just screaming and going crazy. So he didn't want anyone, nobody but mommy.
He was having a fit, huh?
Right, yeah. But he's a musical baby. This child has perfect pitch already. He'll sing
wow.
the note of, you know, you open your car door and it makes that sound like, he'll sing
yeah,
that note.
Yeah.
And he can also sing an octave under. He does, you know, he's taking piano lessons right now, piano theory, so we'll see. But he's going to come with me. We're doing a listening party up in New York on Tuesday. So he and I, we're going to steal away from school. We're going to play hooky on Tuesday and you know, go to a listening party together. Because I feel like that's also school. I feel like school is all around. So
yeah, it is.
That's really the kind of parent I am, and I homeschool.
When you're balanced as a parent, you can do that. When you're balanced and you constantly are, you know, inviting lessons from everywhere for your children, you can do that.
Right.
Now, some kids need to never leave school. That doesn't happen to be one of them.
right. Yeah,
as a writer. As a writer, if you had to write 3 songs right now about your current status in life, what are 3 titles you would use? 3 song titles.
Song titles, huh? that's a cool question. Probably I would say one might be like something like Keep Striving. Let me think.
We want a juicy one, too.
I know. Look. See? Let me tell you what concepts I would do. I'm not the best with song titles.
Uh-huh.
If you look at all my records, I have really long song titles. Sometimes I let other people name them. I'll have a whole dissertation as a title.
Okay.
I think I would definitely do a song about preconceived notions in relationships, meaning that once you say, yes, we're together, then automatically you all start to say, well, this is your role, and this is your role, and this is what you're supposed to be. And then everything gets weird, because then you start telling the person, wait, you're not doing your job. So what's my job? When did we decide this? Like,
Yeah,
that whole concept of once you give something a title, then all these other preconceived notions come in. Now I'm obligated now to do A, B, and C, and you're obligated. But we never speak about it. We just keep it in our minds and then create all these expectations that are unrealistic for the other person.
So that's 2.
Right. And what is this? Well, I can tell you a real song that I'm working on right now is
okay.
That I'm working on finishing. This song is called Return to You. And it was going
to
be on
you.
This record. Yeah, it was going to be on this record, but we didn't finish it in time. But this song is about a woman losing herself in a relationship of trying to become something that she thought this person would want. Like, you'll love me more if I'm this way or that way. And then realizing that that wasn't going to happen anyway because the other person had they weren't capable of giving the type of love, you know. And it wasn't anything, no harm, no foul, but they just weren't capable. And then you lost yourself in this relationship, and now you're trying to find yourself back again, starting from zero. And I'll sing you the first verse of it. So it goes like this.
Okay.
Lord, forgive my soul, for I have done wrong. See, I have given all my power to a man who's unworthy of my own. I have transgressed from a princess to a mere bag of honor and a fool. But I have learned my lesson, and God, I want to return to you. So that's the first verse.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
He said he had to get a drink of water from that one. But, you know, that's so profound because some of the largest and biggest you know, sins and afflictions and crimes we commit against ourselves, and we
right.
do that to
yeah.
ourselves all the time. Yeah, and so. Yeah, you're going to have to come on our show. We're going to do some other stuff we'll tell you about on the DL when everybody's not
okay.
listening. So
right. Okay.
Yeah, but definitely. So we're going to let you go. It's 1:14. I know you have lots of stuff to do today. We're going to wrap
right.
the show up. But we definitely want to thank you for joining us today.
Oh,
thank
and
you
and
for
let
having
people know,
me.
Absolutely. And real quick, let people know where they can be a part of the listening tour for the Blooming.
And how they can reach you.
Yeah, how they can get a hold of it.
Absolutely. Now. So we have 3 days left of the Blooming Listening Party Tour. On Tuesday, September 20th, is the New York Blooming Listening Party, and that's going to be at a venue called For My Suite in Brooklyn. I believe the address is 1103 Fulton Avenue. And that's actually the release date. So the CD will be available everywhere, iTunes, MumuFresh.com, on that date. Then on the 23rd in D.C., I'll be doing a release concert. I have special guests. I'm not gonna tell all my special guests because I want them to be surprised. But one person I will say is Wise Intelligent from Poor Righteous Teachers. He'll be performing with me. West African percussion group called Fatafina Khan. They'll be performing. My band, and you know, we have some other special guests we'll mention. And then we'll be in LA on the 29th at Little Temple doing a listening party and you know, a performance as well there. Yeah, so that's what we have going on, and folks can go to MumuFresh.com to find out all the information about what we're doing. MumuFresh, MumuFresh.com to find out everything we're doing, where we're going, where the movement is going. You know, we'll also be doing some workshops, motivational speaking, all of that, so they can find out all that.
That's right up our alley. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, we'll definitely be in touch with some of the other things that we have going on. We send you lots of love and light on your journey.
Thank you so much.
Continue to share and you know, be authentic, because we really need that. And you have now been deemed an intellectual, because that's the word that we use on the show. Intellectual.
Thank you so much.
So,
I am honored.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Feel free to call us anytime and share with us what you're doing, because we'll put on the blog. For any type
awesome.
Of area.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Safe travels.
You're just saying.
All right. Talk
Thanks.
To you soon.
God bless. All right. Peace.
And. And we are coming to the end of another show. That was great. We Miss Moo Moo, because you know that's my new friend, Moo Moo Fresh. I feel like that's my homegirl now. We shared a lot today. You still have time to give us a call, 646-478-5123. If you have any questions about the show, don't forget to go to the blog and like and follow us there, indiereview4u.blogspot.com. That's www.indiereview4u.blogspot.com. And continue to send us your music, your suggestions, your questions, your comments to indiereviewcd@gmail.com. So there. That's a mouthful. We have a lot of information that we share with you guys all the time, so we hope that you're taking notes.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. And we're going to do Moo Moo Fresh's I Got a Man, and then I'm going to come back and let you know about the festival that's going on in downtown Philly.
Yes.
And some other things real quick. So stay tuned. Give us a call, 646-478-5123.
I got a friend that we carry on. We can stay up all night long, singing to our favorite song, laughing about all the things we did back when we were kids. Couldn't see so simple things. He is my best friend. He knows me within, but I really love my man. Or do I? Sometimes I wonder why we never gave love a try. No, it's too late to satisfy curiosity. Thank you.
guys know me, that'll be my new favorite song. Because, you know, we have I have a lot of theme songs on our playlist, so, you know, sometimes it goes down like that. Every once in a while. So C is going to share with us some information.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, right now going on in downtown Philadelphia at 40th Street and Market is the Rhythm and Blues Fest. And it's a great thing that's happening out there. And you can go out there and enjoy music, food, giveaways, family-friendly activities. It's going on from now until 6 p.m. Eastern time. And scheduled to perform is Hezekiah, who's been on the show, Julie Dexter, who's been on the show, and Dombey, who's been on the show,
uh-huh.
Lady Alma, who hasn't been on the show yet, but she will. And they kick off 30 minutes to 45 minutes to an hour set each. And Hezekiah starts it all off at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time, and then Julie Dexter at 2:15, and Dombey at 3:15, Lady Alma at 4:15. So definitely check that out if you're going to be in Philadelphia, downtown Philly, 40th Street, and Market. That is where it all takes place. Big up to Hassan Brown for passing that information on to me. What's up to Hezekiah, who's doing his thing, always in contact, and the whole crew, Hishe and fam and all that. And I'm actually going to I might link up with Hishe and the whole family this next weekend because I'm going to be out west.
You're in San Diego?
I'm going to be in L.A. and San Diego. Yes. So definitely stay tuned for the news and all that. Well, I'm saying, we'll talk.
God.
We got to wrap it up right now.
Oh, my God. People always trying to go running through my city unbeknownst. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a little disrespectful.
You go in the barbershop and tell your mom to get the chicken ready.
My mom doesn't cook chicken. She cooks gumbo. She cooks etouffees. She cooks jambalaya. That's what she cooks.
But don't you got chicken in the farm in the back?
They lay eggs. That's it. Farm fresh, organic, natural eggs.
Okay.
Which, by the way, you know they sell those things for $9 a dozen? I'm just saying. Go get you some chickens, lay some eggs. You'll be rich in a minute. Well, as usual, we are winding down to another show, another great show, I might add. Tons of information. You know, I really enjoyed our guest today, Mumu Fresh. She's my new best friend. Yeah, follow her on Twitter and on Facebook. You can find her there. And as usual, we are really, really, really excited that you guys decided to join us today. And we're grateful that you continue to support us. And we welcome you to do so. For those who join us in the chat room today, thank you so much. And we don't know the names because it was just numbers today. So none of our regulars were there, but we had some new people there, and they just had numbers. So we don't know who you are, but we see you, and we thank you for being with us. As always, we are sending you guys lots of love and light. Enjoy this beautiful weekend. I think we have pretty good weather coming up for the next week or so. Maybe some sprinkles on Tuesday. I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll have to make sure you watch the news so you don't get caught out there. The weather is changing. Put some clothes on. We don't want you guys to be walking around here with the pneumonia, okay, and sniffling and stuff. Take care of yourself. I know you're holding on to summer. Let it go. Put a sweater on in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to wrap our show up with our daily slice, And the daily slice for me, and this is something that has been a topic of discussion all week, and basically it's love. All there is love. Like, no matter what the situation is, you can find love in every situation, even if you have to flip yourself inside out. It may not be something that is agreeable to you, but you can find love in any situation. And with that love comes forgiveness. Another great conversation about that this week, because really in order to forgive, when you forgive, you release yourself. It's not about the other person. So when you learn to forgive, you release yourself of disdain, you release yourself of hurt, and those are the things that cause dis-ease in our body. So when you let that go, you free yourself up of that, and you can go on living your life. Anything you want to say, Steve, before we go?
No, that sums it up. I agree, ditto, the whole nine yards, and great show, as usual. Thank you once again for allowing me to participate in any review. I do appreciate you and the whole nine yards.
We are indie reviews.
That's what it is.
We are intellectuals. So, How are we going to go out this week, see? How are we going to leave the peepers?
A new tune, Alice Smith and Aloe Black.
Okay, Alice Smith. Maybe we'll make her our Indy 100 artist next week so we can get some more information on Alice. I love her, though. She's really dope. So we leave you with Alice Smith, and we look forward to seeing you guys here next week, same time, same place, and have a fantastic week. See you soon.
At the new land, the swimming pool land, the teeth of your friend, the dirt in my hand. You know, you must take a look at me. Make up your mind.